Hello from beautiful Lynchburg, Virginia and Liberty University. Jake Schellenberger, head swimming and diving coach here at LU, back with episode 20 of the Jake Shell Show. It's been 2 years since I've recorded a podcast, about as long since I've released a blog article and a YouTube video. And I have on my website, on the sign-up form on jakeshell.com, the sign-up form for my email list, I tell the readers, hey, if you sign up for this, don't expect to hear from me unless I have something worthwhile to say. And I think I've done well with honoring that statement. I don't spam email. I don't, you know, write a blog post if I have nothing to say. I don't record a podcast if I have nothing worthwhile to say. I don't record a YouTube video if I don't have anything worthwhile to show the world. So for 2 years, you know, I didn't really have much to say, and so I didn't. I didn't just write to write. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be high quality and with value, right? Value for the world. But we're back because we have a lot of value. Start Machine, pretty awesome. Let me do the backstory first. So I've always loved resistance training. I've always loved, you know, adding resistance to swimming, whether it be power towers or weight belts or drag socks or mitts, parachutes, what have you, ankle weights. GMX 7X1 Pro, you know, latest resistance device to really take the swimming community by storm. Love those as well. Wrote the book on power training for swimming, which is again available at jakeshell.com. Check it out. 242 pages of power training for swimming advice, tips, tricks, techniques, and so forth. So I've always loved resistance training. But one thing we were always missing in the coaching community was a proper way to train resisted starts. And as a sprint coach at Penn State prior to Liberty, and now here at Liberty as a sprint coach, obviously getting off the blocks, entering the water with maximum velocity, important for the 50 free, 100 free, important for every race, but obviously much more so for the sprint events. So we have power towers and all these other cool toys for resisted swim training. But what do we have for starts? Well, for as long as I've been at the D1 level, which has been, gosh, 16 or 17 years now, we've done cords, right? So put a cord around the waist, hop up on the block, resist the start with the cord. Weight belts, so we've done, you know, resisted starts with weight belts. Trying to think if we did anything else. We actually, the earliest version of the start machine here at Liberty was we hooked a power tower up to a swimmer on the block and did a resisted start with a power tower, and that required another pulley up at the top. So if you can picture a power tower, the pulley at the bottom, we ran it back up to the top and then out. And it wasn't quite the top, but maybe 3/4 of the way up and then out. So it wrapped around and then out again, and the swimmer put the belt on the waist and did a resisted start with the power tower. That was the first real version of the start machine. Anyway, long story short, I've always wanted to have a better way to train resisted starts. It's the one thing I think that we were missing, certainly here at Liberty, back at Penn State, and across the swim community. How do you train resisted starts? Well, you can get close in the weight room, but it's not great. You know, you can do, obviously, all of your leg work. You can do your plyometrics. You can be explosive. But how do you actually use a real block and train resisted starts in a way that's safe, in a way that's measurable, in a way that's repeatable, in a way that's more like strength training or power tower training than it is like just putting a band on or using a cord and doing a resisted start? So I invented the start machine. Pretty awesome. Obviously, this is a podcast, and the start machine is a video. Check out my YouTube channel. Check out my Instagram. Check out my Twitter. Instagram is at jakeshell.com, all spelled out. Twitter is at jakeshell. And YouTube, just search Jake Schellenberger start machine. You can see it. I took the eccentric K pulley, and I combined it with an Omega Swiss timing block top. To my knowledge, first time it's ever been done before. We've had these two tools in our repertoire for years, But to my knowledge, again, nobody combined them into one machine. So we have the Omega block top, and then we have the eccentric K pulley attached to the wall, and we do resisted starts, repeatable 4, 6, 8 efforts, you know, however many you want to do. Obviously, you don't want to do too many, but we've done up to 6 reps if we're imitating, you know, some type of deadlift progression where, you know, you're going 3 sets of 6 or what have you, and then, you know, that's more the strength training or even hypertrophy on the later stages, all the way down to 2 reps, you know, just power explosive plyometric type. So check out the video. Pretty awesome. If you want to build one, eccentric K-pulley, Omega block top. That's it. Short podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, share, and let's get the word out. We now in the swim community have a safe, repeatable, measurable, resisted starting machine that with a little DIY ingenuity and some money. It's expensive, but you can get one on your pool deck and start doing resistance starts. Hope all's well. Thank you, and we'll see you on the next episode.